C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, December 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. You don't need us to tell you that rising prices are taking bigger and bigger bites out of your bank account every time you shop. So consider this. What if you could find what you're looking for from trustworthy sources and not pay a dime? That's the concept of buy nothing groups.
There's no buying, there's no selling, there's no bartering. There's not supposed to be any exchange of money. Everything is free. That way it's accessible to anyone in the group.
So what sorts of things can you get in a buy nothing group, and how do you sign up? A reporter, Veronica Dagger, wrote about these groups for the WSJ, and she talked to some members. We'll check in with her and hear from one group member who found items for both her home and her business. That's after the break.
C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Whether you're buying for yourself or for someone else, dealing with higher prices and late deliveries can take the fun out of shopping. But what if you could avoid those frustrations and pay nothing for what you're looking for? Many are doing just that as members of Buy Nothing groups. We'll hear from one such member in a moment, but first WSJ reporter Veronica Dagger is here to talk about the trend. Hey, Veronica, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
So, Veronica, this sounds almost too good to be true, finding products you need without having to pay for them. So help us understand, what are these Buy Nothing groups all about?
So these are online groups where people give away things for free. These groups are super popular, and members, what they do in these groups is they post items to give away or to lend or post items that they're seeking. And you can get anything from food to furniture or even randomly hair clippings.
Wow, that's a full gamut of products. So everything is free?
Everything is free. There's no buying, there's no selling, there's no bartering. There's not supposed to be any exchange of money. Everything is free. That way it's accessible to anyone in the group. It's really a nice way to build community is what the founders say. They see this as a social movement more than anything. So it's not supposed to be any sort of marketplace.
Got it. So how do these groups begin?
So two women from Washington State started the Buy Nothing Project in 2013. They were concerned about the amount of waste households create and that had a desire to reduce the environmental harm caused by the plastics households throw out. And so the group started initially, and then, you know, several people from around the country said, you know, I want to start a buy nothing group in my neck of the woods. How do I do it? And then these two ladies set up some training for those types of people who are interested in becoming administrators of their local groups. And more groups sprouted up all around the country and all around the world out of people's desires to give away their clutter in some cases, but also help protect the environment. This is a big sustainability play for many of the members. They're really committed to reducing the amount of waste in our oceans.
Now, how does someone join a Buy Nothing group? And do you have to know someone in a group to get in?
You don't have to know someone. All you have to do is be a Facebook member, a Facebook user. You go onto Facebook and you just do a search for Buy Nothing and probably some groups in your neighborhood or just local geographic area will pop up. There's many, many groups out there in the United States. And you join a group. You're technically only supposed to join one group. You join the group that's closest to you. Usually, there'll be a little button to click that says, would you like to join this group? You say yes. And then a survey of like, you know, three or four questions pop up. They may ask you your cross streets just to verify that you are, in fact, in the local area. They will ask you things like, oh, will you abide by the group rules? You know, you say yes, and then you're in. There's no cost to join, and anyone can join as long as you say that you're going to follow the rules.
And how popular have these groups become?
There are 7,000 Buy Nothing communities worldwide in about 44 countries. One of the founders, the co-founders I spoke to, said that she expects membership to hit 5 million members next year, and that's a worldwide number. These groups are fueled by people's desire to reduce waste, connect with their neighbors, especially amid the isolation of the pandemic, and even trim some spending. As we all know, consumer prices are rising sharply. And then there's the supply chain issues too that can make it difficult for you to get what you want when you want. And so these local groups are an alternative way to get what you want and what you need.
Okay, so take us through the process. How do people indicate what they're looking for or find out if what they want is available?
So you just log on to your group and say you're in search of a waffle maker. So I might write ISO in search of waffle maker. And then if I have any other specifications, and then it's as simple as that. I post that. And then my fellow members hopefully are going to chime in and say, hey, I've got a waffle maker. You can pick it up on Tuesday at, 3 o'clock or what have you. And you've got a connection. Or if you want to give something away, same thing. I could say, you know what? I have a bag of children's clothes, toddler clothes, size 3, I want to give away. Is anybody looking interested in this? And then people, same thing, will chime in. It's helpful if you post a picture of the item that you are giving away. That way people can see what they're getting. But you would be surprised at what people offer and what you can receive all for free. It's really neat too, because it doesn't necessarily have to be used goods that people post. People also post new things as well. So you could get like a brand new pair of sneakers or something else that's brand new. You don't have to spend any money for it.
And it's not just personal items that Buy Nothing group members are on the hunt for. For more on that, let's bring on Los Angeles resident Jen Crafts. She joined her local group after she was forced to temporarily close her small theater company at the start of the pandemic. Hi, Jen. Thanks for taking the time to chat.
Thank you for having me.
So, Jen, tell me about why you decided to join your local Buy Nothing group.
Well, I am a theater owner. I own a venue here in Los Angeles, and I'm also a producer, so of small, scrappy theater. So all of my friends kind of know me as the person who's always trying to find set pieces, props, costumes, things like that at the lowest possible price so we can make our scrappy theater free is always best. And so a friend of mine who's in my theater company invited me into the group originally, mostly because she knows I'm always looking for those sort of things. But of course, I certainly don't mind getting free things for myself as well. And of course, during the pandemic, no one was doing theater. So it was a great place to, to not only give things from our home and from our theater and things like that, but also great to get things for ourselves too.
Now, what sorts of things were you looking for that made joining that group make sense?
Definitely furniture is something that we always need at the theater. And so I think that that was the first thing that came to mind. And the thing is with a Buy Nothing group is that sometimes you see things that you realize that you need that you did not wake up thinking that you needed. So a great example of that is I got a little stainless steel trash can for my bathroom. It seems silly. That's not something that I would just go out and say, gee, I really need this. But we had a little trash can in our bathroom that was too small, that our cats would get into, that would just, it was just more convenient to have something a little bit bigger and with a lid on it. And that was one of those things that I thought, yeah, gee, I do need that. I'll get that today. I was the only one who wanted it. I was the one that got picked to get it. And it's made our bathroom way cleaner and more organized. So I feel like people don't necessarily go into a Buy Nothing group saying, I definitely need these specific things. And when those specific things do come up in your mind, you ask for them.
So now you've been able to reopen your business since it closed at the start of the pandemic. And so now that the business is back and income is back, will you still be checking in on the Buy Nothing group?
Yeah, definitely. For a bunch of reasons. I mean, for one thing, I love giving in the group. That's something that's always, it just makes you feel really good to give someone something that they need. And of course, our business is it's a theater rental business. So, it ebbs and flows in a normal year. And I would say that small theater is still not 100% back. I think it's definitely coming back. We did produce our first show this summer after coming back. And that was a place that I got quite a lot of set pieces. We got a dining room set in there. We got some baby props that we needed, some glassware, things like that, that people were happy to give away. And then actually, when the show was done, I put it back on the group and passed it on to someone else.
All right, that's Los Angeles resident Jen Crafts. Jen, thanks so much for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Veronica, even though no cash changes hands when someone sees a product they like, are there other rules or bylaws that Buy Nothing Group members have to follow?
You know, some of the basic things like being respectful to people. You know, if you say you're going to accept an item, being timely about picking up that item, also being straightforward about the condition of whatever you're offering. So there's no point in overselling something. If something is, you know, it's kind of a coat that you're donating or you're posting, and the coat is a little beat up or has seen better days, you know, say that. Don't make people think they're getting this brand new, perfect, you know, piece of clothing. That honesty is really helpful. Another thing to consider, and some people call the simmering, when you are a poster of these groups, you're posting an item to give away, they say let it simmer a little bit. So don't necessarily give it to the first person who says, I'm interested. You know, let other people chime in, see if they're interested, because the idea is not everyone's on Facebook, you know, at noontime when you're posting your item. They may not be able to log on till later. And so let it simmer. Maybe somebody will write to you and say, you know what, I have a very specific reason why I want this item. Please pick me. And sometimes those relationships happen. Those connections occur, which is a nice aspect of the community. You want to give it to somebody who maybe needs it more than someone else.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Veronica Dagger. Veronica, thanks again for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
20 years ago, energy giant Enron was considered one of the most innovative companies in the world. But in late summer 2001, the company's top executive resigned out of the blue. That set my colleague Rebecca Smith and me on a reporting journey with an end we never imagined. I'm John M. Schweiler from The Wall Street Journal. On our new podcast, Bad Bets, we unravel big business dramas that have had a big impact on our world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.